This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is Liz Davis, Executive Director of Wallingford Center, Inc. If anyone knows, I have a little history in Wallingford. I worked there for many years at one of the car dealerships, but have moved on and am now here. So it's nice to go back, a little bit of old home week. Liz, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So Wallingford Center, Inc., you're the executive director. What is Wallingford Center, Inc.?
It is a agency organization that works directly with the town, the Economic Development Department, and it is designed to engage businesses and community leaders. It's to enhance the vitality of our downtown through economic development and collaborative efforts and relationships with business. We support them, we advocate for them, and we promote them along with events for the town.
That's good. I mean, Wallingford downtown center is a cool little area. You got the train station, that mm-hmm. little, that weird little intersection with the greens. It's a beautiful little area down there if no one's been.
Yes, it's a great area, and the beauty about our town is that it's all walkable.
Yes.
As far as the district downtown. So that's nice. A lot of towns don't have that. And people come here and they love the fact that it's walkable and you can do a lot of different things and have certain eclectic things, stores, and then you have great restaurants. We have a lot of new restaurants now in this downtown area. So we're excited because we're expanding and doing a lot of fun stuff, too.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's the thing. I wish my town had more of that. I know we're working on it here in Bristol. The mayor's working mm-hmm. on it. But that walkable downtown where you can kind of just go in, you know, sit at a bar or restaurant, grab a drink, mm-hmm. relax a little bit, go out, walk a little more, do some shopping, kind of spend some time just enjoying downtown, whether it's sitting on a bench or just doing some shopping. So I like that. And you guys embraced it. So coming up next week, you're mm-hmm. doing a little end of summer block party down there. Tell me about that.
So the mayor had the new mayor in town had an initiative where he asked us to lead it. And the initiative is to do block parties, bring that kind of back to the town and encourage more people to come out and just have a good time on a bigger level than just the outdoor dining, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody has the outdoor sidewalk dining and you sit outside, you enjoy the night. But we wanted to put something a little bigger together. So we closed down North Main Street and then another little parking area right next to North Main Street. And the initiative was to showcase all the different restaurants downtown. There's several on both sides of the street. But what this allows you to do is just kind of play in the street, so to speak. So when we play in the street, we have all different kinds of fun things to do. So all the restaurants are open. They all encourage, they put more tables out on the sidewalk. So the outdoor dining gets a little larger. for that evening. And the end of the year, or the end, sorry, end of the summer is kind of winding down. So we said, let's do something fun. So August 22nd, we're going to be doing another block party, and it's going to have all kinds of games and music and just eating, and people can just come out and have a picnic if they want, or they can just sit and enjoy the music or play a game or just sit and talk. So it's a lot of fun, and the businesses love it. So it just encourages, you know, just to have family time, fun time, and in a safe area to have it.
Yeah, so that's next Thursday, August 22nd, mm-hmm. from 5:30 to 9. You'd mentioned, you know, right. the restaurants, people go, are any of the restaurants doing special deals, or is there something, you know, interesting like that going on?
Actually, no. They're just doing the regular menus. If they decide to do something that night, you know, that is completely up to them. But it's just to encourage people to come down and enjoy themselves and, you know, sit and have some family time. And the kids can run around and the parents can sit and just have enjoy themselves and let the kids run around, you know, without worrying about, oh, traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an enjoyable time.
I think that's one thing. I mean, if we go back in the history books and look at the year of evil 2020, one of the things that I always try to look on the bright side of it was outdoor dining. People kind of slowed down a little bit, enjoyed the mm-hmm. outdoors more. And there's just correct. Something to be said to going to a restaurant or an eating venue area and just sitting outside and relaxing, taking your time and not rushing through a meal because you got to get to the next thing. You know, you can
right.
sit down, relax, enjoy it, let the kids do things. You know, oh my correct. Gosh, let the kids be kids for a few minutes while you can just sit, relax, and actually enjoy a meal and not have to inhale
mm-hmm.
it.
Exactly. So it's good.
So one of the things, I mean, I'm looking at the list. You guys got some events coming up during that. You know, you could, like you said, you can grab your own picnic. You can sit down on the green. You can go to one of the local restaurants. But there's a Hulu.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hoop contest?
Yeah, we're going to have a hula hoop contest, and anybody can do that. So it can be adults and or kids.
Well, I sure, I can do it, but you wouldn't want to see me do it?
Yeah, no, I can't even do it. So that would be not a good sight if I attempted. But yeah, so they're going to be hula hoop contests. We're going to do water balloon contests, you know, water balloon throw, you know, and then we're going to do a football, you know, longest throw for that. And then we have a violinist, Sarah Donovan, is going to come out in the beginning and just kind of feature her talents. And then we're going to have Sound Spectrum come out and do a bunch of different types of music. So we're going to have a good time.
I mean, it sounds like just a great late summer. You know, it's right before the kids go back to school. So everyone's been running exactly. around, you know, trying to check off that shopping list, if you will, for back to school mm-hmm. stuff. You can kind yes. of just enjoy a night in peace, relax, not the hustle and bustle of the crazy shopping plazas. I'm exactly. digging this, Liz.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we want.
So
and we want family time.
That's it. You know, before everyone goes back to school, one last night of a little bit of family time
mm-hmm.
And just relax. And one of the other things that you guys do over there, you know, Wallingford Center, Inc., I know it's a little bit of ways. We'll have to touch base as we get closer. We've been spending a lot of time on this upcoming event on Thursday night. But coming up later in October, the first weekend of October, celebrate Wallingford, a little fall festival, if you will.
Yes. So that's our annual festival. We've had that for a long time, 30-something years. So that's going to be October 5th and 6th, and we're going to have all kinds of fun stuff for that, food trucks, all kinds of food, vendors, crafters, businesses come out, you know, civic organizations. We have a lot of entertainment. We have a what we call a beer garden and or a spirit garden. So there's going to be different cocktails offered in that particular area and a lot of different fun things. So it's a great two-day event, and we love doing it. It takes a long time to prepare for it. I usually start in January, and it takes me that long. Yes, it takes me that long to get it, you know, put together. Now, of course, we're in the crunch time because it's only 6 weeks away, and I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true. It just comes around so quickly. And, yes, so we're going to have a great time, and we hope to have a lot of people. And if the weather holds out, it's rain or shine. Saturday, it's 11 to 6, and Sunday is 11 to 5. We also have the Wallingford YMCA and Fishbine Road Race on Sunday that will end right at Celebrate. So that's a fun thing to do. So that's also something we collaborate with the Y and the Fishbine Foundation. So we look forward to it every year. It's a lot of work, but when it's done, it's so much fun.
And it's so relaxing that Sunday afternoon you can sit back and just relax a little bit.
Yeah, well, by that time my legs are killing me because I do about 50,000 steps that weekend.
So that's what you got to do. You just got to, like, charge some friends to wear their Fitbits so they get their steps via you, and maybe you can make a little extra side gig out of this, Liz.
Yes, exactly.
So if anyone wants more information on either event, either the block party or the end, where should people go?
They can go to two places. They can call us directly at 203-284-1807. Or go on our website, WallingfordCenterInc.com, and or WCI at WallingfordCenterInc.com. And it's under the tab would be under signature events, and that's where all of our events are listed. Along with that page, there's a bunch of information on what we do and what you know, people can look at that site and ask a lot of questions from that site.
Liz Davis joining me. Thank you again. All these things going on in Wallingford, head over to the website, follow them on Facebook, because it's a great little town. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, my kids, one of the things on their bucket list, they want to take the train. So, like, we can hop on the train and head into Wallingford.
Absolutely.
You know,
that would be a great thing.
It's a beautiful little historic train station right there in downtown Wallingford. Check it out. So, Liz Davis, the executive director of Celebrate Wallingford things and all the things coming up with Wallingford Center Inc. Liz Davis, executive director of Wallingford Center Inc. Liz, thank you for joining me today, because it's things like this to go on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.